What's going on, y'all? It's the Canaanade Pod back here for episode number 5. Today we got our first interview coming at you. We got me and Aiden per usual, and then we got our cousins, Ethan and my cousins, Ethan and Taylor, on. So Taylor, if you want to tell them a little bit about yourself.
My name's Taylor. I'm 18, and I go to Texas State University for nursing, and I like just moved there, so still adapting to that college life. You know.
Okay, Ethan.
I like art.
Okay.
What kind of art do you like?
No, I'm just playing. I like anything that's art related, anything that stands the test of time, you know, anything art.
Okay, yeah. So, Taylor, you touched on Texas State. So you're a freshman at Texas State. What's it like going to a big school like that?
It's a pretty big change because, like, I'm away from family and I'm not used to that. And, even though, like, I was a freshman going in, like, now I'm taking – I took so much dual credit in high school, so now I'm technically, like, a sophomore right now. So I'm actually only going to be there for, like, 3 years.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Was it worth taking dual credit classes, being called a nerd all throughout high school to be a sophomore in college?
No. No, I mean, like, the dual credit was worth it, definitely. I was gonna get called a nerd either way. Like, I was, like, I got my top 10%, like, goal thing, bro, and I was passing all the other people, and they were laughing at, like, all the top 10%. I'm like, man, why did I even get this high up in rank if I just had people laughing at me, bro?
Okay,
but, like, so, it helped a lot, though. Sorry.
So, no, you're good. Okay, so, Ethan, you go to a smaller school. Talk about what that's like. What is it like going to a small school compared to, like, a big university like Taylor?
I mean, it's a lot more subtle and, like, you're not going to see as many people walking around because it's a really small facility. It's over there in my hometown, Burleson, so, I mean, it's pretty close, which makes it convenient. And hopefully I could just do 2 years of community college and then hopefully go to a bigger university, etc.
So after those 2 years at community college, what are your plans after that?
I'm not really sure what my plans are because I still don't know what I want to be yet, which is okay for my age.
Yeah, like, we've said that multiple times.
It's like, what am I even going to do? I have so many hobbies that I'd like to pursue, and it's like, you know, I can't obtain all of them at once. So it's like, I'll just do whatever I feel most comfortable with, but I don't even know what I feel most comfortable with yet.
So just figure out as the time passes?
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, I mean, we've said multiple times, like, that's perfectly okay. I mean, there's not a lot of, you know, you've got to feel the pressure to, you know, do a certain thing. So, we'll start with Ethan on this one. We're going to ask, what's, like, tell us a story or, like, a favorite memory of us hanging out together.
Oh, man.
I mean, there's a lot to pick
there's
from.
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
There's like, way
like,
too many.
You just, that like, was, like,
16 years or 18 years yeah. hanging out. It's all put I into know. One question.
Top 10 cousin hanging out.
One that sticks out.
Man. That's deep. Like, how would you even answer that? It's like,
okay, well, we can, like, classify, like, age, like, when we're, like, little, like, you know, like, say, like, 10, like, 11, or, like, no, I'm saying, like, little kids, like, 10, 11, and then, like, now. Mm. We'll start with, like, really young, like,
well,
young.
I got one that...
Go ahead.
You can go.
Cool.
Go
for, when we went to Florida.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Remember that? Yeah, going that car ride to Florida, man, and we made songs about Lunar. About, like, how he got neutered.
Lunar
his balls are, like, shriveled up prunes and stuff. And we sang songs about how he had no balls.
That was a good trip.
I remember, because it was me, Aiden, and it was you and Bryce.
Yeah,
right?
I think me and Bryce were in
yeah, that one. Yeah, I remember that. That was a good trip. That was really fun.
I know. That was, like, back, like, whenever we were, like, listening to John Legend's, like, give me the green.
yeah. I listened to that song way too much.
I swear that song was, like, the hardest song ever made. But, anyways. So, Ethan, do you have a favorite memory of just, like, us hanging out when we were younger?
There's a lot to choose from.
Just think of one instance. Like,
what was it? Well... I remember we were at, like, a Christmas function at one of Grandpa Gene's house, and, like the kids, I don't even know who's, I think they're Linda's grandkids or whatever, they were talking, and, like, it was when we got those suction cup bow and arrows, like,
yeah,
whoa, what's this? We were, like, play with them, and I remember, like, the other kids were like, let's play Star Wars with them. Like, we all just started laughing. And that was, like, the same day that, I don't know, that kid that starts his, like, S's with Z's, like, stop doing that. Like, that was the day that...
He hit his brother with the pole?
Yeah, and you punched him in the face. He's like, I'm gonna hit you in his ace with his Briggs.
Okay, so...
I won that fight.
A little bit more of a different question, Taylor, for you. How would you say, like, as now we're all working and, you know, getting ready to go off to college, y'all two are already in college, we're going in the next few years, how would you say, like, our relationships have changed?
Well, we've definitely all grown closer, and mostly just because there's, like, a lot more distance. Like, the more distance that's between us, the closer we get, because we know that, like, I feel like... Like, as I've gotten older, like, I try to make the most out of, like, every time I'm, like, hanging out with y'all, yeah, especially good. Family. Because mm-hmm. now, like, I'm, like, 3 hours away from y'all now.
Yeah.
So, it's just, like, I've always really valued family. That's always been, like, the number one thing, like, in my heart is family. But, like, now it's just, like, magnified because I'm just so far away from y'all all the time. Now. Yeah. So,
and, like, we're older and more mature, too. So, it, like... But we're still able to be childish with each other on some sort of level, like, whether it's, yeah. like, you know, making each other laugh or something like that, like,
yeah, like, I don't know. Yeah, like, I remember, like, I've never been, like, this close with Kane, like, yeah. in my whole life.
Me neither.
I think to a certain extent would be, like, whenever we were little, I always felt like, not that I was just, oh, like, so insanely different, but I always kind of did feel a little different, like, that we didn't necessarily, like...
Click almost.
Click in a, like, super personal way. And now that we're, like, teens, like, we, you know, like, not, like, 13 and up, but, like, now that we're older, I feel like we're definitely a lot closer than we were now. And that's the one thing that me and Aiden, you know, we talk about on the phone a lot is, like, family's always going to be there for you.
Yeah.
No matter who coming and going. If you want to kind of talk about that a little bit.
Well, I want to point out a story. From whenever we were all, like, 9 and 10 and 11 years old. We're all asleep in the living room on air mattresses. And Kane walks in from the garage and wakes us up at 7 a.m. Y'all want to play dodgeball in the garage? I remember. And we all got mad because we're like, bro, we're trying to sleep.
Yeah, I remember.
Are you talking about at Nanny's house?
No, it was here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I remember that. We had been playing, like, dodgeball in the garage the night before.
What would we even play dodgeball with?
I don't even know. We had, like, a kickball, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, I don't know if all y'all were here for that, but I remember we would play, like, ping pong in the garage, and, like, if you won, you, like, hit it as hard as you could at somebody. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Like,
dang. Do y'all still have that ping pong table?
No, it's not gone.
We left it out. We left it out one time, like, outside, and, like, it rained and, like, ruined the whole table.
Now, that was
thank you, one. Linda, for taking all of our great-grandfather's money and buying me that table. Like, that was the one good thing
Literally.
She did. Like, she smoked 2 cigarettes a minute, but, like, she bought me, like, a clean ping pong table.
She was like, here's all y'all's Nexuses.
Yeah, Nexus 7 playing Remember, we all got Minecraft Pocket Edition.
Bro, I remember, like,
we were all playing that in, like, one room.
On, like, max volume.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, and if someone would break a block and be like, no! And everyone would get mad and stuff.
So,
who's building that?
Yeah.
A more, like, serious note today for everyone listening, we just went to our great grandma's funeral. Ethan, you spoke at the funeral. I'm gonna get to both of y'all on this, but you starting out, like, what do you think the importance was that everyone was there together? Like, just describe how important that was for everyone to be there and what she meant to our family.
I mean, it was important. I mean, there were a lot more people there, like, than what I originally imagined, which I was kind of, like, glad about.
Yeah.
But in a sense, like, there were also people I didn't know, and I'm not sure if she even knew. But, you know, I was still glad at the end of the day that more people came to her service. And I was very appreciative of that. And then, like, you know... After the service, you know, just seeing everybody come together and, like, hang out, talk, laugh. Yeah. I mean, that's, like, the stuff that you really, like, look for in a family. Like, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I think, we're connected. Too, me and Aiden, we talk about this a lot, but it's, like, on our side of the family, we don't always get together for Thanksgiving. Like, we don't always get together for Christmas. So, like, it's rare that, you know, everyone comes together. And, like, I couldn't help but thinking, like, when we were there, it's like, I think Grandma would have liked that, like, liked to see us all gathered together, you know, even if it was for her thing, like, she would have still liked to see us, you know, gather together. It's a family. Taylor, you got anything on that?
Well, just the fact that, like, everyone was there and, like, just to see how, like, loving our family members are of, like, each other, it just kind of, like, it just reconfirmed and, like, gained and also, like, gained my respect for, like, my family and, like, respect for, like, our values as a family, because I just see so many different people that don't have the type of love that we have in our family, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it shouldn't be, but, like, our type of, like, love in our family, I think, is rare, you know? Mm. Like, no. Yeah. And it kind of makes itself shown whenever I try to connect with other people, especially, like, when I was in high school and stuff. Like, people do not come from the same, like, types of families that we come from, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, they don't, I don't know, just the disconnect shows me, like, how important our, like, family is, you know? Because, I don't know.
Yeah, and you could tell we mean a lot to each other, too, because, like, it's not only, I was sad because of Grandma's passing, like, that was my main source of sadness. But my other source of sadness was seeing my other family members cry, who I don't think I've ever seen.
Like, seeing our dads cry,
like,
I was like,
yeah, I've never seen my dad cry before.
Yeah, so that was like, oh, like.
Because some people, you'd be like, you just like, they just don't cry, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I've probably seen my dad cry less than, like, 5 times my whole life.
And I know all 3 of our dads are going to be listening to this, and it's like, that hit. Like, yeah. I know it hit, I mean, I know it hit y'all too, but it definitely hit me, like, seeing everyone crying and sad was like, dang, like, you don't see that often, a lot of times, because they, I mean, they're good at, you know, I mean, they're all 3 good, great dads, but they kind of, not portray an image to say, but, like, they, you know, they raised us well, like, they showed us, you know, everything, so it was rare to see them show emotions like that, honestly.
Because they're, like, they have, like, such a tough demeanor. It's like,
yeah.
Man, you can't really pierce through that, but this one thing did.
Yeah, even like, so, like, they're always joking around, having a good time no matter what. It seems like nothing's ever going to, like, you know, really, like, break them down.
Especially Uncle Shane, bro.
For real.
Yeah. Uncle Shane will never let any mood stop him from making, like, a joke or, like, making fun of the family.
He made a joke up there, but he was still upset.
Yeah,
though,
he did.
Like,
yeah, no, he was crying. Yeah. He was still laughing through it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there was a lot of laughter through it, which I liked. I was, you know, it wasn't all super, you know, sad, depressed. There was a lot of laughter and, you know.
Which, I think that's one of the best things about dying when you're older versus, like, when you're younger. Because when you're younger, it's, like, the whole funeral is talking about, like, how you could have lived or, like, how your life could have been. But instead, like, there, like, we can all, like, sit here and be, like, look at all the amazing things that she did. Like, we
don't have... she lived a good life, too. Mm-hmm. Like, she did a lot.
Yeah, and we don't have to wonder what could have happened or what would have happened differently. Because everything that she had was all, it's all out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was just very tough to see her in the, like, position she was in, like, towards the end. It was like, man, I want to go see Grandma, but, like,
I don't
want to go see her in that stage.
Yeah, because, like, we would joke around, like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I don't know, being there and, like, not being remembered and kind of just, like, staring at someone who's, like, looking at you and they don't even recognize you, kind of, it sucks.
And our other family members trying to get her to remember us when it was, like, it just wasn't there. That hit.
Yeah, I was just like, dang, like, I don't know.
Just go.
So part of dying, I feel like after you die, it's like the biggest question you always ask is like, how are you going to be remembered by your family members, like by anybody, your friends? So I feel like my question for you guys is like, how do you want to be remembered like when you pass away? Like, what's something that you want everybody to say about you? You know what I'm saying?
We were actually just talking about this. Well, Taylor was talking about it to me whenever we went to go pick up the flowers from the service. He was like, man, I don't want my funeral to be, like, all sadness, you know? Like, I don't want to, like, create a clip of, like, just, like, funny videos or something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I get where he's coming from.
No, I'm just saying, because I've been thinking, like, too, like, there's so many pictures of us, like, having a good time, like, when we're young. Like, I want those pictures to be displayed. Not just, like, that. I want, like, the pictures of us, like, on vacation, like, you know, messing around. Like, even, like, videos of us doing dumb stuff, like.
Yeah. I want them playing the sad music with, like, little photos, man. I want like, big, like, collages of, like, pictures and stuff. And then, like, just, like, when the video's playing, it's, like, it's got, like, videos from, like, my phone and stuff of, like, funny shit, you know?
Yeah, whether or not he's, like, drunk at a lake or...
No, but, like, for real, man.
Just, like having a good time. Like,
yeah,
like,
but, like...
That's what I want to be.
And also, And it's no, like, it can happen to anybody, you know, in, like...
At any given time.
Circumstances, like, change and stuff. But also, I don't want to get to a point where, like, I don't want to get older than have... I don't want to be a burden to, like, the family or anything. Like, I don't want to get to a point where... Like, and like, as an example, like, I don't want to get to the point where, like, I'm forgetting, like, who my family members are, you know?
Yeah, like, you seem like your own kid.
Yeah, like, I don't want, like...
Well, that kind of reminds me, too, it's, like...
That made me feel bad for her.
We remember Mimi, like, we hear about all the great things she did, but, like, we didn't really get to experience it that much.
That's
like,
what we were just talking about.
Because, like, you kind of just, like, we just see her for, like, those past few years, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember her from when she was, like, when I was really little, like, before, like, memory loss, you know what I'm saying, kicked in, really. But then, like, most of my memories of her are, like, after that.
Most of my, the only thing I remember about, like, when Mimi was not sick was the magnets on the fridge. That's the only.
I remember magnets
that
on
is,
the
like,
fridge.
That is my only memory. The gun case.
I remember the case of guns. I always thought that was so cool.
I know.
But, like, I was just upset because, like... Because Ethan was talking about his memories of Mimi and stuff, and I was thinking to myself, like, oh, do I have any memories of Mimi? And I just, like, I can't even imagine her, like, talking to me and not being, like, sick, you know? And that just made me upset because I was just, like, it makes me feel, like, almost like I'm a, like...
Bad grandson
for not, like, remembering that. And I know everyone's gonna say, like, oh, it's not your fault, like, whatever, but it just can't help but feel bad and, like, I don't know.
It's a bad thing. Because anything, it just shows the unconditional love you get from family. Like,
yeah.
You may not even know this person, but you're still upset that they passed away. Like, you don't have to know them to be upset just because, like, that whole bond, like, you look at that person, like, then you look at our grandma, and you look at our dads, like,
yeah,
everything came from that one person. Everyone came from that one person. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? So even our kids, like, if they meet our grandmother, they probably won't remember her for the great things that she did for us, but, like, in our hearts, it's always going to be the same thing.
Like, whenever it does come to it, like, I don't know if I'll be able to talk at Nanny's funeral, because, like, I'm going to be way too sad.
I know.
Like, I don't even know how, like, our dads talked, because, like, like, losing their nanny.
Yeah. I don't, I feel like I couldn't even, like,
speak hardly. Yeah, like, I don't...
Like, I'd be choking up the whole time.
Yeah.
But so, now, I want to go back to that question, though, like, how do you want to be remembered? Like, what's, like, something you want people to think about you? Like, Taylor, he always did this, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I think, like, the main thing, I don't know, I just gotta be real, you know, and be, like, truthful to my family and stuff. And not, like, hide stuff from them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just be myself. Because if I'm myself, then, like, the moments that they're going to remember are going to create themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
Ethan, same question for you.
What?
So, like, how do you want to be remembered by your family members?
I definitely don't want to be, like, mourned. Like, of course, like, people are going to be sad, but, like, I want there to be, like, something, like, after the funeral that, like, they'll be able to, like, all, like, laugh, like, uncontrollably, like, type of thing.
I want people
to be laughing, like, sporadically.
So what do you want them to say about you? Like, I don't think everyone says about Ethan.
I don't know. Because that's not really, I can't really determine what someone else is going to say about me. Because then it's just going to be sounding like I'm talking about myself.
Yeah.
So, like, whatever they decide to say about me at that point in time is, like, what they thought about me.
Mm.
But it doesn't mean that I'm not, like, true to my word. Like, I say a lot of stuff that I actually mean.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I don't know, whatever they have in mind of me or, like, an envision of me, I guess that's just what's going to fly. But I would really like for people to think of me, like, not as, like, a douche or anything like that, or, like, someone that's hard to create, like, what they're gonna put,
yeah,
like, for my funeral, like, not, I don't know.
Yeah, like, we're saying, like, you don't want it to be hard to think about, like, you don't want it to be hard to think about what to say, because if you lived a good life, then it shouldn't be that hard to think, to, like, think about what to say.
Your actions, like, speak for yourself almost.
Yeah.
So, I have this, this episode is really about family, is what we're honing in on here, so, we can start with Taylor and then go to Ethan. Do you think that you maybe looked at our family a little bit differently after today? maybe like how we got here or like something like that.
I just have, as I said before, I have more respect for my family members. Mm-hmm. You know, the relationship or like the, like this, like our family mold, like, you know, like everyone in our family is like affected by
one person.
What Mimi did in her life. And so, yeah, it made me respect our family more, and it made me feel closer. And honestly, it makes me want to come down here, like, more often, like, for real. And don't get me wrong, I wanted to come down here, like, after the first week, because that's what my friends were doing. They were going down here after the first, like, first or second week, like, already going back to their family. And I wanted to so bad, but, like, I need to be able to, like, you know,
take care of yourself.
Take care of myself, like, or, like, make sure, like, I was good to go, and then, like, and, I mean, you know, Mimi's funeral, you know, it was also, like, an opportunity for me to come home as well, and, like, I was driving, like, so, I was so focused on getting here, bro. I've never been so focused driving that. I was, like, 3 hours straight, bro. I was just, like, I wanted to get here as soon as I could, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I wanted to be here so bad. I don't know why I thought
about this, but, like, you know, when you're driving, you almost, like, get into a wreck or something like that. And, like, you know it was your fault.
Yeah.
So you just, like, turn off the music. And you just, like, focus on driving the whole time.
Yeah.
You're going, like, the speed limit the whole time. Like, every blinker, checking your blind spot. Just, like...
Yeah, no, I was focused. Dead quiet. Well, except for it wasn't dead quiet, though. Because I was really tired. So, you know, I had, like, Kanye West playing. And, like, you know, Lucky and stuff playing. Like...
Well, the reason...
Yeah, exactly.
Going back to my original question, was the reason that I asked was because I feel like today I kind of... thought about how inspiring, like, you know, I know it sounds kind of corny, but, like, how inspiring it was to see, like, how, you know, one person, two people had such an influence on our family. Like, without them, like, if, think about it, if Mimi would have given up, and it would have been, how easy would it have been for her to give up? And her journey would have been easy. We wouldn't be sitting here at this table today. So I feel like I kind of think of it a little different. It's like, dang, like, you know. That is a crazy journey, and, you
she
know.
Kind of put, like, everybody on her back, almost.
Yeah, and
like, she
and
went through it.
Yeah, that's and don't say it's and don't say it's corny. It's not corny at all.
Yeah.
It's not
but
corny
she
at
like
all.
Hold
I mean, she,
the
you're,
world.
You're completely right. You're totally. Because
like
right.
I met some people like my age. They're just like, oh, the whole entire world's against me.
I know that's right.
I'm like, boy, you live in America. Like your house, your parents argue like sometimes, and you think the whole entire world's against you.
You're a suburban.
Like you, it's like it's called. You have a manipulative manipulative personality. So you say anything for people to like you. Like, you're just a manipulator.
No, yeah.
But, like, all right, she actually was doing, like, crazy things. Like, parents sucked. Like, her life sucked. Everything about her life was pretty trash up until, like, a certain moment.
Yeah.
I don't even know how she kept her motivation or confidence throughout that journey. Because knowing me, I probably wouldn't
have... I would just gave up, honestly. I
probably wouldn't have, like, stood for it. But, like, that's how I know Grandma is strong. Like, Mimi was strong as heck.
Mm-hmm. And even, like, saying, like... The women in our family have always been super, like, honestly, like, super strong, like, able to look forward to all of them. And that's always been, like, thing, like, when I look for, like, a girl, like, I always look for, like, a girl that's, like, strong, like, independent almost.
Right.
I feel like
100%.
Every woman, like, in our family can, like, I don't ever have to doubt, like, our grandma's gonna, like, not be okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can always be, like, I know she can take care of herself no matter what. Like, she's married, but, like, I know she didn't need nobody to take care of her. Like, she had it, like, you know what I'm saying? She had it locked down.
No, yeah, that's good. That's good. So, if you were to, we can, you know, whoever, one of y'all two, if you were to say what you want us for, our relationship to look like once we're after college, once we're out of college, what would you say?
So it's probably like, 5-6 years in the future?
I mean, I'm not, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be that family member that just randomly shows up like every like year or like two, you know?
Hey, Thanksgiving.
Oh, oh, shoot, my brother. There's his water.
Well, he just spilled his water on the floor, but let's go back to that. Okay.
What was I saying? Like, hey, what's up? Like, I don't want to be that person that just shows up like that and just expects everyone to be like, oh my God, I miss you, like that, you know? Like, I'm a part of this family. I'm going to actually be a part of this family. I'm not gonna.
No,
I
understand. Look,
I value y'all so much. You know, like my whole life, like going to family gatherings was like my favorite thing to do, like always. Yeah, and thanks, also dude. Like, and like, you know, I'm not really like a huge fan of football, but I love football because it brought all of us together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I could just talk, like I would just talk to like everybody, you know? And like, just my favorite thing in the world is when I see my family, is to just give them like the best hug I can, you know.
Thanksgiving.
That's like my favorite thing to do is just give people a hug, you know.
But even
because I feel like it's just my way of like conveying like how much I love you.
Yeah, it's very embracing.
Yeah,
but I think the bond that we all have together is like, that's something I wouldn't trade for nothing.
Exactly,
like,
y'all are pretty much my best friends. Like when I go somewhere and I think something funny, I'm like, dang, they probably think it's funny too, which makes this even more funny.
Yeah, like even though Aiden's my younger brother, and you know how like people like, you know, you always hear like brothers don't really get along and stuff. But whenever something's funny, like I always text Aiden first. Like I either I text him, and then like I text like Chelsea or and then Ethan or like Mason or something. You know,
I think like. Oh no, sorry. Whenever Taylor was talking, it brought me back to our last episode where the title was "Sometimes the energy that you put in is not." Sometimes you don't get the energy that you deserve, and we were talking about how, like, in certain relationships, you know, you're gonna put in a lot of effort, energy, and not get that back. I feel like that's just such an exception with family. Like the energy you put in, like it's always gonna, like if I'm putting in energy in a relationship with Aiden or y'all two, or like we're putting in energy hanging out, like I feel like I'm always gonna get that back.
Yeah. You know? But even so, like, the other night, I'm over here eating mac and cheese. I got mad over something or whatever. And like, I was so mad, bro. I threw that in the fridge. I was just so mad that Ethan just called me, "What up, Flo?" And I just talked to him for, like, an hour and a half. And, like, I felt way better. Like, way better than anybody else would have made me feel. Like, that was the best I would have felt right there.
Yeah.
Was if I talked to my family.
Exactly.
Right, like.
But back to you saying about the whole, like, thing or whatever, like family showing up. There'd be times where they're like, "Yo, what's up? This is my third son that I haven't met yet." Like, what? You had a kid?
It's like, "Hey, nice to meet you."
And not name dropping, but there's times, and like even today, like there's some people that, you know, I'm not saying any specifics here, but I'm just saying like there's some people when they don't show up, it's like, you know, oh well, like we wasn't expecting you to come, we wasn't, you know, this, that, and the other, but. It's just the people that put in effort really make it what it is, to be honest.
And everyone who put in effort, like, I knew they would be the ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never had a question, like, Ethan coming or, like, Taylor coming. Like, I always knew from the moment.
No, I wouldn't have missed this for anything.
I think I speak for all of us. Like, I don't think anyone here cared what we had going on today. Like, we were going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 100%.
Literally, my sister's birthday party was today, and I was like, "Hell no, I'm going to my grandma's."
I mean, Taylor drove 3 hours and got here at like 3 a.m.
Told my work that I didn't want to work.
I worked till 11, and I got home, and then we left at. I took a shower and left at 12, and then I drove all the way here.
That's literally dedication. So yeah. You were at work already tired. And you were driving, which you were probably even more tired, like, you know, staying hopped up on that pineapple Fanta.
No, I did, yeah, bro. I saw my buddies get that pineapple Fanta. I got some cheddar Chex Mix, arguably the top number one Chex Mix ever made.
Cheddar Chex Mix, for sure.
I want to say one thing, though. I have, like, the most petty job of all time, because it's like the third time I've called off of work. Or, like, not called off, like, put in time off. And every time I do that, the week after, they just completely, like, screw up my schedule. Like, I did it before. And like, I was scheduled for like 4 days during the week, and the next thing you know, I wake up and it's like, "You are now scheduled on Thursday from 5 to 10. I'm like, "What?"
Wasn't that for our interview?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was for our interview. I took a day off work for that or whatever, and then they like scheduled me a whole other day. And then that happened literally yesterday. I'm showing a class, your schedule's been posted. I worked on Monday and Friday. I was like, "How I got 20 hours of work?" I look on Saturday, I work from 11 to 9. It's gonna be a whole 10-hour shift, bro. Like, and I know it's only because I put in today. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're like, "Oh, you want to put in time off? 10 hours?" Like, bro. My little 4'4" manager thinks she hard right now. I remember one time I was like, "I want to be here." She was like, "Just thug it out." I was like, "You're like 4'2", bro. I step you out. What you mean? I stomp you out, boy."
So, Ethan, you're doing your, you're still selling knives, correct?
Yes.
So what is that like? Because that's not like, not a lot of people graduate high school. What are you doing now? Selling knives. So what is that like for you?
it's a lot of reading a script and like just trying to find people to like be interested in knives. Like
yeah.
you have to make them interested in knives. Like
yeah,
and you have to create your own call list. People don't just give you people to buy knives. Like here's these people.
They specifically said they wanted knives. Like
yeah, like.
And then Taylor, you're waiting tables. So what is that like? A little bit different.
Was way better than Fuzzy's Midlothian.
My boy jumping the whole government address.
Yeah. George Hopper Road. It's like 111.
1138.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, man, I actually dropped the address to his work. Wow. X work. So if y'all want the worst tacos ever made, pull up to George Hopper Road, 1103 Road.
Fire.
If you see a baseball field that's way too big, you know you went too far.
No, but okay, but like waiting tables is I actually like really enjoy it there. I get paid like way better now. Like I get paid like pretty decently. Like I'm just like I'm really just stacking right now. Like just because I'm getting like way more than I'm paying. Also, like, the management is really good because it's, like, a family-owned business. And so, like, there's people there that are, like, related and stuff. And they're, like, real, like, you know, everyone's, like, it feels almost like a family, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, even though I've never met them before. Like, they're all super nice and, like, super chill. All of them are funny, you know, like, super laid back. Like, I'm totally comfortable working there. And, like, waiting tables also, one of my best traits I feel like is that I just like connecting with people.
Yeah,
and when I know that like my like whatever money I'm gonna make is based on how well I connect with them, so I that's just like mm-hmm. it just works hand in hand.
I don't know, I just thought about this, but my new favorite thing to do at Chick-fil-A is whenever I'll be taking orders in the drive-thru, like people call up number one sandwich, no pickles, extra pickle, no tomato, and I just like, can I have a name, please? Like, look at, like, mid-sentence. Can I have a name? Oh, what? Can I have a name? Brenda, Linda, Rindle. Like, what? Their names would be Sherry, Cheryl, Carol. Like, the most generic names ever. I've met so many Brads, bro. And it's just, like, I just, like, always make them restart. Yeah, so what was that again? Oh, you didn't get that? Nah, I had to get your name, sir. Oh. It, like, completely, like, destroys, like, they're, like, maybe trying to act so hard pulling up number one, no pickle. Yeah, can I have a name? What? Can I have a name? Oh, my bad. Like, they get, like, yeah. so because they feel like, they think they're just going to come up to me and bark at me, like, nah, I'm going to make you restart. You know what I'm saying?
So, I was going to ask this to you, Taylor. So, you obviously just walked onto a big college campus, and next year, that's going to be me walking onto a big college campus. If you had to say, you know, give me a little bit of advice, what would it be?
Oh, advice for college?
Just, like, walking onto a big campus with a bunch of random people.
Don't, okay, hold on. Give me like 2 seconds.
One.
So.
Don't
be afraid to, like, don't be afraid to, like, put yourself, like, out there. And I know, like, I'm not necessarily the best at that when it comes to, like, people I don't know, but don't be afraid to, like, talk to people. Don't be afraid to, like, don't be afraid to, like, ask questions and, like, get involved, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you gotta get, because, I mean, I'm not saying I have social anxiety, but everyone has, a different level of social anxiety. Like, you know, like, sometimes you're just not in the mood to talk to people. But, like, that's how I'm, like, figuring stuff out for myself right now, is I'm talking to people that I don't know. I'm meeting people. I'm getting I remember I was talking to some dude about, a fraternity or whatever, and he got my name. I got the name of all his people, and I, like, followed all their Instagrams and stuff, and, like, I was just constantly meeting people and then learning the names to some spots and figuring out stuff. So, like, definitely don't be afraid to interact with people you don't know is, like, the main thing.
I think, too, that's kind of how every relationship starts. Right, it's like someone's got to put themselves out there, go up, introduce themselves, and I mean, you know.
That's how you create friends.
Well,
yeah.
Nowadays you just walk up to her, you say, "Fill out this survey for me," and it's the contact information on our message.
I saw that on TikTok.
Fill out the survey, appreciate it, and you just call them later that night. Dang, so you thinking about me?
So
that's how I do it.
If we were to wrap this up here, final question, we'll start with you, Ethan, and then go to Taylor. Final question, since we were just talking about family, kind of, if you could, this is tough to sum up, but if you could sum it up, what does this family mean to you?
It means more than, I mean, anybody else, because y'all are my family. Like, what? Like, I'm not going to take my friend Gerald, for instance.
Bro just name drops his friend.
It's not even a real friend.
Oh, I was like, bro, what did Gerald do to you?
I said, for instance.
I got you.
For instance, Gerald, like, if I had a dude named Gerald as a friend, he was like, bro, me or your family, bro, trust. I would be like, my family? Are you goofy goofer or goober? Like, no, I wouldn't trade y'all for anybody else. Because, I mean, I always know, like, after hanging out with y'all, I'll be able to look forward to the next time that I hang out with y'all.
Yeah. Taylor?
This family just means, like, y'all are, like, everything to me. Like, I don't know, like, everything. Like, I couldn't... Yeah. Like, there is, like, nothing else in this world that would, like, stop me from, like, not, like, seeing y'all, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't trade anything in this family for, like, anything else.
Yeah, and if you got anything else.
Man.
Tough act to follow,
man. Only thing I can think about is life being kind of good recently. I've been having a lot of good times. Ran into a lot of crackheads this last week, and that's literal, not like hypothetical. Like, nah, these dudes were definitely on crack, but
so we've been at it for a while.
Why'd you say that for what I was
doing? I don't know why Aiden said that, but that's pretty much gonna wrap it up. Ethan, Taylor, thank you for joining us. And this is the Kane and Aiden Pod
signing off.